The wind blew the fresh spring grass which covered the slope above Sun Valley. High on the hill, hidden under the grass and yellow spring flowers, was a rabbit hole. Above the hole, a red-tailed hawk screamed as she circled, a graceful black dancer against the pale blue sky. Her sharp eyes watched the spot where two rabbits had just disappeared. All she needed was the slightest movement of grass to know when to strike. The wind swept through tall, stately eucalyptus trees nearby, in which the hawk had her nest. Cries of hungry young hawks reached the mother's keen ears.
My babies need meat to grow strong. I will circle here until those rabbits come out.
As she circled lower, her shadow crossed the hole.
She's still there, Fluffy. I just saw her cross over again. What are we going to do? How will we ever get to Grandfather Rabbit's in time? I don't want to be an Easter Bunny anyway.
Michael here, you forgot. I grew up on Sun Valley Slope. I know all the trails. Come on.
Down the dark tunnel hopped the two little cottontails. They followed ancient underground pathways burrowed by gophers, moles, rabbits, and runaway hamsters. Suddenly, Fluffy felt the walls of the tunnel widen.
Wait! Oof! Sorry, Fluffy. I didn't see you stop.
Shh!
What's the matter?
Smell.
Gopher snake.
Straight ahead. Still sleeping. Turn around. Go back.
So Michael and Fluffy scooted back to the main hole as quickly as they could.
Now what are we gonna do?
Let's just forget about the whole thing.
Michael Hare, you're shaking. What's the matter?
I don't like snakes. Let's just forget about being Easter bunnies. Let's just forget about going to Grandfather Rabbit's. It's too far away. We might meet other snakes, ones that are awake.
Nonsense! Snakes don't wake up from their winter sleep until after Easter. You know that.
I know. Oh!
Michael, it's only that old mother hawk.
I don't like hawks either.
Well, neither do I, but hawks are a fact of life. Just like snakes, and we have to figure out how to get around them.
Let's just stay here. This hole is nice. The dirt is dry.
Oh, Michael, you can't let fear rule your life. I want to be an Easter Bunny. This is the first year I've been old enough, and I've dreamed about it for months. I'll bet you don't want to go out because you're afraid.
I know.
Come on, don't be afraidy cat. Whistle up your dog friend and let's go.
Okay.
Almost as soon as Michael whistled, something very large blocked the sun from coming in the hole. It was Delaney, the Irish setter, a friend of Michael's from way back.
Whoa, is that you, Michael, my lad?
Yes, it is, Delaney. Is the hawk still there?
That she is, circling the blue sky as if she had nothing better to do. Come on up. She won't tangle with me if she knows what's good for her.
So Fluffy and Michael, scrambling up and out of the hole, ran across the folds of the hillside with Delaney loping along beside them. The hawk watched them go.
So much for fast food. Huh, they were probably too small anyway.
Soon the three friends came to the horse pasture. The cottontails didn't blink an eye as they hopped under the barbed wire fence, but Delaney stopped short.
Woof!
What's the matter, Delaney?
Can't get through this fence, Miss Fluffy. Last time I tried, I tore my fine red coat. You'll have to go on without me, but the hawk's gone, so none's at home.
Are you sure you can't get through, Delaney? Isn't there a break in the fence somewhere? We'll help you look for one.
Michael!
Now, Michael, don't trouble yourself. It's a beautiful day. Enjoy your romp in the grass. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Delaney, and thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Come on, Michael. We really must hurry. Look out!
Oh!
Watch out! Who let you in here anyway? This is a field for horses only.
Are you all right, Michael? That was a close call. His hoof nearly hit your head.
Thanks for calling out. I guess I hopped before looking.
Always look before hopping, Papa Hero tells me.
Yeah, and my mama always says, more hurry the less speed.
But we've just got to hurry this time, Michael. Come on. Michael, look out.
Oh, ouch! Who put that fence post in my way? Oh, my head.
You all right, Michael?
Why shouldn't I be? First I'm almost eaten by a hawk, then a snake, then a giant animal almost crushes my head and someone puts a post right in my path. I'm fine, fine. Why shouldn't I be fine?
I'm sorry you got hurt.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry I got angry at you, Fluffy. It wasn't your fault. I just have to be more careful. Look ahead of me instead of behind.
As Michael sat rubbing his nose, Fluffy sat next to him. Suddenly, a mockingbird alighted on the fence post and called down to them.
Are you two rabbits named Fluffy Cottontail and Michael Hare?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I'm here to tell you that Grandfather Rabbit is waiting for you.
Tell him we're coming.
Tell him we're coming? I can't. I'm flying in the other direction. He just said if I saw you to tell you that in a half an hour, he and the rest of the Easter bunnies would be on their way. Bye.
Well, Michael, let's go. We only have half an hour.
Gee, Fluffy, I don't know. It's awfully far away. We really have to cross the human's robe, then the creek, which is really far full of water. Then we have to go through the cemetery and up the eucalyptus hill. I don't know. I just don't know.
High above the horse pasture, a dark shape circled. It was the hawk again.
Come on, Fluffy. Let's get out of here.
Michael's fear made him run faster than ever. In fact, even Fluffy, who was known for her speed, had a hard time keeping up with him. Over the last of the green hills they hopped.
The human's road!
But Michael didn't hear Fluffy's warning. The great wheeled machines of the humans could be very dangerous to rabbits. Michael knew that, but his mind was so full of snakes and hawks, he just kept running right across the street.
Michael!
Fluffy called but couldn't be heard over the sounds of traffic. All she could do was follow.
He'll stop at the creek.
But when she reached the creek, swollen with the spring rain, Fluffy saw Michael hopping away on the other side.
Now, how did he do that?
I know. I showed him.
Little Fawn, please show me too.
Sure, follow me. See those three rocks? Your friend jumped over on them.
Oh my goodness, with the water running so quickly on either side, I always thought of Michael as my timid friend. Oh well, here I go.
The cottontail hopped to the first rock, nearly slipping off because of its dampness, then the second rock, which wobbled, then the third, and off onto the other side. She turned to thank the little deer, but it was gone.
Now, where is Michael? He must be way ahead of me by now.
But Fluffy had no idea how far away Michael really was. After crossing the creek, he had squeezed under the hedge bushes that surrounded the cemetery, and in his haste had run right into a very hard gravestone. Kabump! First he saw colors, then everything went black for Michael. Now he was just waking up, but no longer in the cemetery.
Oh, my head! Oh! It hurts. Where am I?
Michael had not opened his eyes yet, but he felt the warm sun on his fur and soft new grass under his paws. His nose told him he was in a place full of sweet spring flowers like freesia and wisteria, and there was another smell, something tangy that his little pink nose didn't recognize. His big ears caught the songs and chatter of mockingbirds, sparrows, and robins. When he opened his eyes, he saw he was indeed in a field of colorful flowers. Butterflies were everywhere. In the distance, he spied a herd of white unicorns galloping over a red hill. They pranced and danced under a clear blue sky.
This is a great place. I never felt so peaceful and safe.
And Michael Hare sat up and ate some clover.
The only problem is, I keep thinking I've forgotten something. Something very important. but it can't be all that important. What's important is being safe. That's what's important.
Still, as he hopped amid bright red tulips and took a nap under sweetly smelling wisteria, as he rested in a wooded glade, drinking from a crystalline pool and feeling the soft moss under his paws, Michael Hare knew he had forgotten something. After a while, he noticed that one particular butterfly seemed to be following him. She had rainbow wings, which changed colors when she flew. That's why Michael had noticed her in the first place.
Hello, what's your name?
Hello, Michael. I'm the queen of the rainbow fairy butterflies. Visitors call me Iris.
Visitors? Where am I?
Why, this is Easterland.
Easterland? And I'm a visitor?
Of course, only we butterflies and unicorns live in Easterland, with the pixies and elves, of course.
If I'm just a visitor, where did I come from?
Heavens, I have no idea.
Well, how do I get back if I don't know where I came from? Or, that is, where I'm going to, or I'm all mixed up.
Many visitors are. You see, they sometimes arrive here after some sort of accident, something that muddles up their thoughts for a while.
Accident? Yes, now I remember. I bumped into a gravestone and hurt my head.
My, my, are you the kind of rabbit that hops without looking ahead?
No, not usually, only when I'm frightened.
Then you're one of the more timid rabbits. Afraid of your own shadow, are you?
I'm not that timid. Just when I don't like snakes and hawks, that's all.
Of course you don't. Why should you?
What?
They're out to eat you, aren't they?
Yes, but...
Iris alighted on an upturned daisy.
It's a wise rabbit who fears his enemies, for then he won't act foolishly.
Michael thought for a moment. Yes, he did have good reason to fear hawks and snakes. Gradually, a feeling of pride grew in his tummy. He wasn't a fraidy cat. He was wise. Michael felt proud of himself, and feeling proud reminded him he wanted to be an Easter Bunny, for being an Easter Bunny was the highest honor a rabbit could receive. Suddenly, he remembered everything.
Iris, Iris, I've got to get back. I've got to get back to Fluffy and Grandfather Rabbit's. We only have a half an hour.
I thought you wanted to stay here in Easterland where it's safe.
That was before I remembered that I wanted to be an Easter Bunny. I have to go back. How do I get back?
That's the question I needed to hear. How do I get back? Now I can tell you. Listen carefully. If you want to return to the land of dirt, you'll need the potion guarded by Mert. Three scaly heads from one body grow, red flashing eyes that freeze those below, jaws that open wide enough to eat, rodents and rabbits from their heads to their feet, rattling sounds like the clatter of bones, tell you when you're near his home. Mert, the guardian of the potion you need, Mert, always awake and always ready to feed. You still want to go?
Is there another way?
Perhaps you could go to the Imperial Father and ask him for another way.
The Imperial Father? Where does he live?
In the cloudy place above Buttercup Valley.
How do I get there?
You can fly.
But I can't fly.
No, I guess not. Well, then you'll have to walk.
Which way do I go?
To the east. Keep the morning sun in your face and the afternoon sun at your back.
With that, Iris flew off over the flowery field, disappearing into the woods.
Wait, don't go. I'm afraid to hop through the flowers.
Why?
What? Wow, a talking daisy. I've never seen a talking flower before.
I can only talk after a fairy butterfly has visited. Why are you afraid of flowers, little rabbit?
Oh, I like flowers. It's bees and their stings I'm afraid of.
With good reason, little rabbit. Some bees can be very rude, but I'll tell you the secret of how not to get stung.
How?
Watch where you're going and take your time. Then you won't surprise the bees. It's the surprised bee that stings usually.
But what about the rude ones? The ones that sting for no reason.
The daisy seemed to shrug her leaves.
Who can account for rudeness? Now be off with you.
to the east, to the Imperial Father.
Off went Michael Hare, hopping gingerly, taking a great deal of time, making sure his paws didn't surprise any bees. Soon he came to a forest.
Phew! Alas, there won't be any bees in the forest. But what's the strange smell? It tickles my nose. It's so tangy. And what's that sound? It's singing, coming from the grove and the redwood trees.
Curious was Michael's middle name, so off he hopped to find out what smelled and who was singing. There, within the circle of mighty redwoods, was another circle of six large steaming pots, each with a different colored liquid bubbling in it. Red, purple, blue, green, yellow, and orange were the colors. Around the rainbow pots, a band of pixies worked, keeping up the fires under the pots, stirring the liquid, and singing. When they saw Michael, they cheered. The pixie chief called out,
"Come on, then, hurry up. We've been waiting for you."
"Who, me?"
"Of course you. How many eggs do you have?"
"Me? Eggs? I haven't any eggs."
At this, the pixie chief frowned, put his hands on his hips, and stomped over to Michael.
"And just where are they? How can we dye eggs if we don't have eggs?"
"I'm sure I don't know."
"Say, aren't you the messenger of spring? Didn't the Imperial Father send you?"
"No."
"Oh, sorry, bub. My mistake. You see, we sent in our order weeks ago."
"What order?"
"Well, you see, we count all the kids in the land of dirt. It changes every year, you know. Then we send in our order."
"Order for what?"
"Eggs, eggs, eggs. What do you think we're doing here? Eating ice cream?"
"Excuse me, sir, but what do you do with the eggs once you get them?"
At this, the pixie chief looked at Michael more closely. Seeing the little bunny was just a child rabbit, the pixie chief softened.
"Why, we dye them, son. If I had one, I'd show you. We dye them and decorate them for Easter bunnies to hide for the children of the land of dirt. We're fine craftsmen, if I do say myself."
"Excuse me, sir, but what is this strange tangy smell? Is it the dye?"
"It's vinegar. Vinegar tames the rainbow. That's how we get our colors. The fairy butterflies bring us all the spring rainbows. We dissolve them in vinegar and dye the eggs. Then you and your kind deliver the eggs to all the kids Easter morning."
"Wow, you have a very important job."
"We sure do, but we're stuck, don't you see?"
"Why?"
"No eggs. Easter's just around the corner. Say, you wouldn't mind going to the Imperial Father to check our order, would you?"
"I don't mind. I'm going there anyways."
"Great. Hey, Iris, you want to be this little guy's guide? Hey, friend, what's your name?"
"Michael Hare."
"Hello again, Michael."
"You two know each other, then?"
"Yes."
"Michael's going to check our order with the Imperial Father, Iris. Mind going with him? Since we don't have eggs yet, we can spare you."
"Of course I'll go. Time is running out. Come on, Michael."
Off went the Queen of the Fairy Rainbow Butterflies and the little white rabbit as fast as they could through the woods. Soon the trees ended, and they came to Buttercup Valley.
"Oh, small yellow flowers all over the place. Neat."
"Come over here, Michael."
Iris sat on a buttercup at the top of a sloping hill. At the bottom of the hill was a vast meadow of yellow buttercups spreading out as far as Michael could see. Rising out of the middle of this meadow was a tall mountain, the top of which was covered with fluffy white clouds.
"That's the cloudy place at top of Chocolate Mountain."
"We have to go through all those flowers to get there? Are there bees?"
"Probably, but don't worry. I have a much quicker way of getting us to the cloudy place and the Imperial Father."
At Iris's whistle, a snowy white unicorn flew down from a passing cloud. Off they flew, Iris and Michael on the soft, warm back of the unicorn. They flew over Buttercup Valley, through the clouds, landing right on top of Chocolate Mountain. There, the unicorn left them.
Does it smell good? Chocolate.
"Come, Michael, we must hurry."
over a meadow filled with yellow marshmallow chickens, jelly bean flowers, and gumdrop trees they traveled to the Imperial Palace, which was made of brightly colored tinfoil that sparkled in the sun. As soon as the guards saw Iris, they let the two messengers into the Imperial Father's courtroom.
Well, Iris, what brings you here so close to Easter? I thought you'd be busier than a bee. Oh, get it? She's a butterfly, busier than a bee?
All the lords and ladies of the court laugh politely. They all liked the Imperial Father, even with his corny jokes.
So, Iris, what brings you here?
Imperial Father, we have not yet received our eggs.
What? And Easter just around the corner? It's that Mert again, probably captured the shipment.
Mert?
That infernal serpent, always sticking its fangs into our affairs.
Fangs?
Who can we send this time? Who has the courage?
Michael Hare will go.
I will?
Of course you will.
Good luck, Michael Hare. Have we met? Never mind. Come forward. Yes, you look like just the rabbit for the job. Remember, all the children in the land of dirt are depending on you. Again, I say, good luck.
Michael gulped as he left the palace.
All you have to do is eat too much chocolate, Michael. That's the way you reach Mert's chamber. When you get there, you'll want to sprinkle this bag of fairy dust over the eggs. That will bring them magically to us.
Airmail, huh?
More like fairy mail. Then, since you're there, you might as well get the potion you need. It's locked up in the box behind Mert.
Iris, I'm scared.
Of course you are, and with good reason. Very few visitors return from seeing Mert. But if you want to help us, and yourself, you will have to go in spite of your fear.
How?
Simply put on this invisible cloak. It will make your heart strong and your mind quick, besides making your body invisible. Now hurry, eat.
Michael started nibbling away at the chocolate rock nearby. Soon he had a headache and felt sick to his stomach. He closed his eyes to make his headache go away, and suddenly...
Michael, you've come for the eggs.
There in front of the little bunny rose a gigantic three-headed rattlesnake. Six pairs of fangs dripped poison, while six pairs of eyes watched the rabbit's every move. The three heads swayed on the arched necks that grew out of the one great coiled body, and from the coils came the telltale rattling sound. Michael quickly put on his magic cloak and disappeared.
So, you think you can trick me with magic, do you? I'll get you.
One deadly head lunged forward at the place where Michael was last seen. In fact, Michael hadn't moved, but he moved now.
Yipes! There you are. I hear you.
Quickly, Michael moved again, bumping into a great wagon full of eggs. Quickly, he threw on the pixie dust, and the eggs were gone.
So you saved the eggs, did you? You nasty little rabbit.
Another head struck at the spot where the eggs had been, but Michael was already behind Mert, opening the box, grabbing the bottle of potion, and drinking it.
I see you. I see the bottle in the air. I'll get you this time.
Michael, my lad, are you alright?
Michael, can you hear me?
Where am I?
Oh, thank goodness you're alright.
Fluffy? Delaney?
Yes, it's Fluffy.
And Delaney. Fluffy, how long have I been gone?
Good, you've only been cold for a minute or two. You must have bumped your head.
Come on, then. We still can make it to Grandfather Rabbit's.
Are you sure you feel like moving? The hawk's gone, you know. I scared it away.
Thanks, Delaney, but I'm not hurrying because I'm scared. I just don't want to miss being an Easter bunny.
You look different, Michael. Your ears seem straighter, and your eyes look brighter. If that's what a bump on the head does for you, I want one, too.
No, Miss Fluffy. It wasn't the bump on the head that changed, Michael. It was something else. Something that happened inside of his head, to his head and his heart.
Am I not right, Michael, my lad? If what happened to him can happen to you if in a dream or just by sitting quietly, Miss Fluffy.
Well, I don't have time to dream or sit right now. Are you ready, Michael?
You bet I am. Let's go.
Off raced the two little cottontails, and do you know what? They arrived at Grandfather Rabbit's right on time.
Just in time. Good, good, good. Here are your baskets, Fluffy. You take yours to the west. Be off now. Be quick as the wind.
And me, Grandfather?
You'll take yours to the east, Michael, but first, tell me, how did you get like Easterland?
How did you know, Grandfather?
Iris told me. I must admit, I had my doubts about you, but she felt sure you'd pass the test, and you did.
But, Grandfather, why did I have to pass the test?
Any rabbit that takes over after me must have courage and perseverance besides being a good friend. Being friendly comes easily to you, Michael, and that's very important. But I just wasn't sure about the other two things, courage and perseverance.
I'm going to take over after you, Grandfather Rabbit.
Well, not for a long time, and after much training, but yes, eventually you will be in charge. However, now it's time for you too to be quick as the wind. Here's your basket. Now off with you, to the east.
And so Michael hopped away on the first of his many Easter journeys.